Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Aaron Yemi Marazi Sheyichu, Chus Moshe Rabbi Peshadina, the schus for Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana the Refu Shleima, the schus Moshe Ben Malka for Refu Shleima, the schus Uchanan Meir Ben Chaya Rochel, the schus of Moshe Ben Rezel, Yitzchak Ben Baracha. We're continuing our discussion of Chuppas Nida. We saw in the Rambam says that a Chuppas Nida is no good. Umishatikanes l'chuppa nikreis nisua afal pishalo nivala v'hushatiyei ruia l'bi'ila. When she goes to chuppa, she's called a nisua, even though she doesn't have bia, provided that she's ruia l'bi'ila. She has to be fitting for bi'ila v'alim haisa nida. But if she was during her menstrual cycle, afal pisha nichnasa lechuppa v'nesiachei d'ima, even though she goes into the chuppa, and there was a few minutes of seclusion between the new couple, lo gamru hanisuim v'hanisuim v'arei ka'arusel adayin, the nisuim are not finished, and she is still like a betrothed woman. We discussed this ba'arichus in previous shiurim, and now we will continue. As we saw, there were kashas from numerous places where we saw that a chuppah that is not ro'i libia is valid. We asked from Duin, from Dorton, from here and from there, Yevamos 57b, Yevamos 58a, Ksubis 55a. We saw various cases where it's not ru'uya l'biya, and yet it's still good. So now we're going to go on a different mahalach that we went on last time. Last shiurim we saw in the flows. Again, we've been going through. You've had this schus. I don't even know how I have this schus. Maybe it's because my bubby davened well that she should have good grandchildren. Or my alta bubby, I actually didn't know my two grandmothers. They died before I was born, many years before I was born, but depends how you define many, about 8 years before I was born, both of them. But my great-grandmother, I was zochet to know, she was nifter when I was 17, maybe she davened for me, and that's, I'm sure she davened for me, and in that schus, I can learn this Torah. Or maybe my mother, before I had lakas neris, I don't know, but it's out of this world that we're zochet to learn this together. The Torah of Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Ziyuretzeit is coming up. Gimel Teves. Baruch Hashem, we've been zochet to have many, many shiurim. We were going through his svarim on Kedushin, on Gittin, on Psochim, his Chedushim on Mishnayis. You know, everybody has what they're connected to. So we have to find our Shorish Neshama. And I have found that I'm connected to this, and I'm not the only one. So I'm happy to spread the wealth, spread the beauty. And this is in his Sefer on Ksubis, the Shari Chaim and Simon Beis and Os Beis. So here he's going to go in a different Mahalach. And in this Mahalach, he wants to say that it's not a din in Roy Libia. In order for a chuppah to be a good chuppah, you don't need that the couple be permitted to each other to have sexual relations. That is not necessary. It is dafka din in Nida. It's a din in Nida that a chuppah's Nida is no good. But, and therefore, for infert all the kashas, right? The other sources we had that Chuppah she'ena ruia l'biya is no good were all makaros that were talking about other types of not ruia l'biyas. But when it comes to nida, those sugyas weren't saying that a chuppah she'ena ruia nida is a good chuppah. Other type of ena ruia l'biya, but chuppah's nida, we don't have a source. At least it doesn't appear so. So and that's what the Rambam meant, and now we're going to see. But in order to do that, we have to explain a very yesodistic inyan, sweet friends. And that is, says Moreno Varabenu, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, Nida has two different aspects to it. There's a din tumah of ava tumah, and there's a din iser bia kochol arayis. We know there are two parashiyos in the Torah, two separate parashiyos. One parasha in the Torah is the parasha of tumah, that an isha nida is impure. And this is when nida was noheg, when tumah was noheg. Today we're not noheg anymore tumah and tara. But when tumah was noheg, this is very relevant. V'isha, this is in Vayikra, in the 15th chapter. V'isha ki tiyezava, dam yiyezova bibsara, shivat yamim tiyebenidata, v'chol enogea ba yitma ad ha'arev, v'chol asher teshkav alav benidata yitma, v'chol asher teshev alav yitma, v'chol enogea b'mishkava yichabes bigadav, v'rachatz b'mayim, v'tamei ad ha'arev, etc., etc. I'm not going to read all the psukim, but this is the din of tumah, and that's in Vayikra in the 15th chapter. In Vayikra in the 20th, in the 18th chapter, and in the 20th chapter, tell us another din, and that is that a nida is forbidden to her husband. Vel isha benidas tumasa lo sikrav legalos ervasa. That's what we're all familiar with. That a nida is forbidden to her husband. Visha sher yishkaves isha dava vigilas ervasa es mikora heera vihi gilsas mikor dameha vinichrisu shnehem mikerev amam. And it's kares, it's a very, very serious aveira to have relations with a nida. So these are the two parashiyos of nida. The parasha of tumah v'taira, and the parasha of iser bia, that a nida is not allowed to be intimate with her husband. Now the shaila is, are these two parashiyos connected? Lichora, not. Rather, the mitzius of Riyas Dam Nidus causes both dinim, tumah v'iser. However, and we already quoted this in a recent shir, and now we're going to go more into it. We're going to dive in, before we just got our feet a little wet. Now we're going to dive on in. In the Yerushalmi in Maseches Shabbos, in the 7th chapter, in the 2nd halacha, and in the Sanhedrin in the Yerushalmi in the 7th chapter in the 5th halacha, it says that we require a pasuk by a nida that ha'ara is kigmar bia, that just doing ha'ara, which is the beginning of the sexual act and not the completion of it, is forbidden, like the Gemar Bia, like completing it. And we cannot learn this from other arayas. Why? Because the whole Isser is because of Tumah. Ayin Shem B'Pnei Moshe. What emerges from these Gemaras is that the Isser is Mishum Tumah, and therefore it can't be learned, it's a different category than other arayas. Other arayas are dine iser, bilvad. This is not. This iser is mishum the tumah. Because she is tumeya, because of the impurity, that is what's meichel the iser. That's what creates the iser to her husband. A woman who has tumas nida, the Torah made her an erva. We also see this from the fact that tvila is matir anida to her husband. V'hare, kol yisod dina v'inyana shel tvila hi letar menatuma. What's the vort of tvila? Why is a woman going to mikvah? purification, taira. When do you find that tevila b'mikvah is matir isurim? You have an eishes ish. A guy really is into an eishes ish. And he says to her, you know what? I have a great idea for a heter that I can be with you. I hope she's not interested. But he says to her, go to mikvah and then you'll be permitted to me. And she says, no, but I'm a married woman. He says, wait a second. If a nida can go to mikvah and be permitted to her husband, then why can't you go to mikvah and be permitted? If a nida can go to mikvah and be permitted to a man who she was previously asur to, why can't you go to mikvah and be permitted to me who you were previously asur to? The answer is, we want to be generous, we only slap the guy in the face twice. Chas v'shalom. Because tevila is not matir isurim, sorry. So how then can tevila be matir, the iser erva of a nida? Medarf zagin, as they say in Lakewood. So we have to say that the whole iser of nida, you can't see me, but my thumb is going up. The Hashem sees me. The whole iser of nida, should I video these? You could do that. The iser of nida is mishum tuma sheba. The iser is out tuma. And since the tevila is mitayer, the tuma, memela, it's matir, the isha lebaila. So again, nacharaya, that another proof that there is an interface between the Isser Nida and Tumas Nida, and the Isser Nida is predicated on the Tumas Nida, and that's why Ois Tuma, Ois Isser, when there's no more Tuma, there's no more Isser. Uvi Oiser Muchach Kein Meha Denida Sura Labayla Filu Achar Sheba Ache Titbal. A nida is forbidden to her husband even after 7 days. She waited the 7 days and now she should be mutter to her husband. No. She first has to go to mikvah. And we learn this from Tuma, that she's not going to, like Tosa says in Yuma 78a and in Yevamos 47b, in the name of Rev Yehudai Gon, that we learn that a nida is tmeya until she goes to mikvah, kal v'chomer mimaga sheton tvila. What she touches requires tvila, so certainly she's tmeya until she goes to mikvah. Now this yalfusa is only in the realm of Tumah, because the Alfus is from Maga, from what she touches. That's in the realm of Tumah. And therefore she requires Tevila. So Beseder. So to be Tumah, Tahora Mitat for Inyani Tumah Taira, she needs to go to Mikvah. But what about being Mutter to her husband? You have a woman, she's no longer a Nida. She had 7 clean days. She did a bedika, clean, rein, they say in Yiddish, rein, totally clean. Nothing to worry about. So why does she have to go to mikvah? She's no longer a nida. So she shouldn't be usher to her husband. The answer is that as long as there's tuma, there's iser. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking of Taisus and Chagiga on page 11b in the name of the Bahag. That her Isser lebaila until she's Toivel, we learn from a Kal v'chomer from Tomasila Tyrus. If Lenin Tyrus, it says Virachatz, she has to wash herself, she has to go to mikveh first. So Bivadai u Bivadai, when her husband, to be with her husband, which is Kares, which is much more severe, she certainly needs to go to mikvah. So we see from all this that tuman iser bia sheba, if I may use the Aramaic expression, I like to speak a little bit of Aramaic, neshach shaychi ahadadi, they are connected, linked to each other. And if we know that she's Tameya, we know that she's Asura Labaila. And even after 7 days, she first must go to mikveh, even though she's clean, but she still has to go to mikveh to be metaher from her tumah, and only then can she be with her husband. Later on in the Sefer, in Siman Ayin Vav in the Shari Chaim, hopefully we'll get there. I just ask that the Ribbono Shel Olam give us life and health and the financial means to do it. But in Siman Ayin Vav, the Rosh Yeshiva explains that the Yerushalmi doesn't mean that the Isser to her husband is because she has Tuma Linyan Tyrus of Lemishkavos, that she's Metame, what she lies upon, the sheets, or she's Metame the blanket, or she's Metame the mattress, or she's Metame fruits, whatever it may be, no. But rather the Isser is because she's Metame the Boel. Since she has a din tuma to be Metame, the man who is with her, the Torah assered her Bia Be'isser Erva. So hopefully we will get more into that again in the future. So I pray that you have life, and I pray that I have life, because, sweet friends, nothing is a given. The only given is that nothing is a given. And with this, we can explain the Ravid cited by the Rush at the beginning of the fourth perek of Nida, that Poletas Shichvas Zera, a woman who ejects semen, does not stop her count of clean days for, with regard to relations with her husband, only in Tyrus, as far as Tum and Tyra goes, but not Labaila. So you can find, therefore, a Metzias, we have a Mishkachasla, we have a Tziyul, we have a case, a scenario, where a Nida will be Tmeya for Tyrus, and she'll be permitted to her husband. L'chora, we see that her Isser to her husband does not stem from her Tuma. Would that be a Kasha? Because look, she's still Tmeya, and she's Mutter to her husband. So you see that these are two different things, Tuma and Isser Labaila. The Teretz is, no, that the Rush writes, that even Poletus has a din tuma, he explains there that it makes her tmeya vis-a-vis other things or objects or people, but it doesn't make her tmeya tuma leboala. It doesn't cause tuma to her husband, to the man who's with her. Ah, so you see here, now we've already made it a little bit more focused. It's not in general that the din tumah of the nida answers her to her husband, but rather the din tumah that she would be metame her husband answers her to her husband. The second there's no din tumah to her husband, there's no din iser. So that's why Polat Shechvazero, there's no Isser to her husband. Memela, there's no Tumah to her husband. Memela, there's no Isser to her husband. Gevaldik. Now, we saw earlier, that we need a pasuk by Nida to Asir Ha'ara, which is the Neshikas Ha'ever, and not the Gmar Bia. So we need a pasuk to Asir Ha'ara, and we can't learn it from other Arayis. Why? Because it's a different geder. It's a different category. Here the geder is tuma, mishum tuma. So we need a special yalfusa to tell you that there's an Isra HaRab by Nida like Marbi, and you can learn from other arayas. So the explanation apparently is that the Yerushalmi is telling us, this is the Yerushalmi, as we noted, that there's a chilik between Nida and other arayas. Other arayas, she is an erva to him. Mashenke Nida, that the Isser is Mishum Tuma, she's not an erva to him. Rather, the Bia is a Bias Isser. Since the Bia involves Tuma to the Boel, the Bia is Usser. In the Chidushim, parenthetically, of Moran Riz HaLevi, of the Briskerov, in his letters, he writes that Nida is not a woman who is usher to him. Rather, it is the Maise Bia B'Shaita that is usher. And therefore, since the woman per se is not usher to the man, if he has Bia with the Yavama, and she's a Nida, we've had Shiurim on this, he is Kona her. And it's better than other Chayvei Lavin that Imbalo Lo Kono. I ain't Shem in the Michtavim. Because it's the Bia that's usher, not the Isha. And therefore, there'd be room to say, back closed parentheses, and therefore, there would be room to say that only when she herself is an erva, the Torah asserted even the Tchilas Bia. Mashenken Benida, that she herself is not an erva, just the Bia is a Bia of Isser, there is room to say that the Torah only asserted a complete Bia. And the Tchilas Bia is not a Bia Isser, Kamash Malan the Pasuk. That even Benida Ha'ara Asura. So in the Shari Chaim, the Rosh Yeshiva in Siman Ayin Zion expands upon this. So I'm giving you two addresses, Siman Ayin Vav and Siman Ayin Zion, and again, I hope we get there sooner rather than later. Now, according to this, it would appear that we can say as follows. That even though we have a hekesh, of Nida to other arayas, that Nida is also usher, like an erva, it doesn't mean that she herself is an erva. Her isser is mishum tumah. She is not an Isha Asura, her Bia is a Bia Sisser. And in Mela, she's not an Erva. So therefore, when we make a Hekesh between Anida and other Arayas, it's only Klape the Bia, that her Bia is like a Bia of Arayas. Since her Bia has a Tumala Boel, that Bia has a shame, Bias Erva. Where do you have such a hekesh? So for example, in Maseches Shabbos, Nafi Gimel Amid Aleph, we say, Makesh Yishanita Leishis Reyehu, Maishis Reyehu, Yibigdo, Yibigdo, Yibigdo Aser. So Af Nida. So it's not because she's Gufa Nida, but rather because the Bia is a Bias Iser. Biyasa chashiva kabiya shel arayis, because it has tumah. The Torah calls her an erva. So her bia is considered a bia of arayos. Belisha el benidas tumas lo sikra of the galus ervasa. So this legalo servasa, it's because of the Yisr Nida. But not that she gufa is an Isha Nida, just that the Isser is an Isser Bia. As we saw before from the Michtav of the Rav, of the Britzker Rav, And what we've been establishing here, that it's bedin tuma, that she's metame boala, and not midin, that she herself is an erva like other arayos. And the Ritva on Psachim, in the name of the Ra'ah, Psachim 25b, says that in the Isser Nida Yaharig Val Yavor, because it's considered Gilei Arayos. And so writes the Beis Yosef, Kuf Tzadi Hei, the Shachter, Sifkat and Chaf, but it's not a Stira, because the fact that her Bia is a Bia Sarayas, that's enough to make a Din of Yaharig Val Yavor. There's a very important Rav Yosef Engel about this that we discussed in another Shir, which we're not going to get into now. But what we'd like to do, Amir Tashem, is expand a little bit more and say as follows, that even though Nida is not an erva l'inyan tefisas kedushin, nevertheless, l'inyan ishus d'nisuin, she's considered an erva. In other words, if somebody is mekadesh a Nida, the kedushin is tofes, but as far as the ishus of nisuin, she's considered an erva. Because the ishus, we discussed this at length in a previous shir, that ishus of nisuin, nisuin has two aspects. There's kinyane nisuin, and there's ishus of nisuin. So as far as the kinyane nisuin, as far as the ishus of nisuin go, the conjugal aspect of marriage is that she is, when he marries her, she is miyuchedes labayla le'inyan bia. And since her bia is a bias erva, it's not shayich that there should be a din miyuchedes labia if she's a sura. But it could be that the kinyane nisuim lehitameila, lahafer nidareha, to become tame to her, to revoke her vows, to yarshin her. So as far as that's concerned, there we can posit that it will be kone, that when a man does nisuin with a nida, as far as kinyane nisuin goes, it will be tofes, just like kedushin, because she herself is not an erva. It's not like a regular erva that you can't be mekadesh your mother, your sister, your daughter, Rachmana Litzlan. You can't be mekadesh these women because they're ervas. But this woman, this nida, is not an erva per se. Her bia is a bias erva. So memei linyan ishus dinisum, the conjugal aspect of the suum is no kinyan. But as far as the kinyan in suum, it is. And that's why the Rambam writes, Kevin Shiatz, Meina Chashuv Erva, that's what the Rambam writes, that chupas nida lo gamra hanisuun, umashma de chalu b'miktsas. He says, chupas nida, as we were medayik in the previous shurim, the nisuim isn't finished, but there's a partial nisuim, meaning there's kinyane nisuim, and there's not ishus de nisuim. So the Beis Meir that we saw in previous shurim wanted to say that there's ishus of nisuim and there are no kinyane nisuim. And we were ma'arich in that previously, but I was feeling the whole time, sheish po mashu lo beseder. It didn't sit well with me. This mahalach I like better. Now we're not that I'm arguing with the Beis Meir, but according to the mahalach we're saying now, it's hafuch al hafuch, that it's there's ishus to nesuin, that is not tofes, but the kinyane nesuim are tofes. And of course, Memela Far Enfert, the kashas from the sources that we saw, that if there's that we had a woman who's not Roy Labia, and yet the Kedushin are Tofes, because it's Dafka Din in Nida, the Rambam was talking Dafka about Nida, that there it's not Tofes, and again, it's only not Tofes as far as the Ishus Din is Suin, as far as Kinyanin is Suin, it is Tofes. And according to that, the Biur Safek HaGemara that we discussed in a previous shir, if a woman goes to Chuppah and she is Nida, the Shail is, does he have Toshisi? Gets her Tosefes Ksuba, that he added on money. I still remember, I added on, they asked me if I want to add, I said, what the heck, I added $10,000. That's nice, she's a nice girl standing under the Chuppah with me. How many girls are willing to stand under the Chuppah with me? I added $10,000. I heard my mother mumble when she heard the $10,000. She's like, well, where are you going to get $10,000? Where do you have $10,000? It's a very, very good question. We're still working on that. In any event, Baruch Hashem, Hodu Hashem, Ki Tov. It's been a while I've been married, and Baruch Hashem, I haven't had to spend that $10,000, and I hope I don't. In any event, at least not until 120. And then 120, you know, then she can take it. But we have a little while to go till 120. So that's the Tosefes Ksuba. That's what you add on. So the Gemara says, let's say she's a Nida. Does she get the Tosefes Ksuba? So it's Pashat Adei Chupas Nida. She's not Nesua Legamre. And the Suffolk is Bedas Adam. Does he want to be Mischayev even though she's not a Nesua Legamre? In other words, the fee, according to what we're saying now, is the Kinyanin Nesuim enough to make the guy want to be Mischayev B'Tosefes Ksuba even though there's no Ishus to Nesuim? Or no? Unless she's not Legamre his, he doesn't want to be Mischayev B'Tosefes Ksuba. That's the Bira Suffolk. The only Kasha is that the Achronim ask, it's Mashmi Divrei Rambam, she doesn't have Tosefes Bevadai. She definitely doesn't get the Tosefes. And in the Gemara, it's a Baya Delo Ifshita. And the Gemara said, the Gemara doesn't resolve it. So how does the Rambam resolve it? The Gemara's Nishkin resolved. So that's a question. So we have what to say about that. That's with Pesiyata Dishmaya. If we get to the next shir, and we just give ourselves a bracha that we should get there, and we were zochet to see neflos in this shir, neflos mitoras Hashem. You know, I've been thinking about that for years. This shailah of the relationship between the two parashiyos, and here we have a resolution. Two parashiyos of Nida, the Tum and the Yisr, are they two separate, distinct parashiyos? Are they interrelated? So we see here. So gadol that they are, and we have rayas, so it's mamish lahidu ma'isa'ora. Okay, so please stay tuned. There is more to come. Gevaldik. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.